This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Another episode of Oifskjulit. Bjartmi is here. Hello again.
Hi, góðan dag.
Góðan dag. Let's go back to the end of July for a story about an observation being made by a senior police officer about the state of criminality in Iceland and the kind of criminality which appears to be on the rise. We'll start under the photo of Sigurdur Björk Guðjónsdóttir. You can follow along, of course, with the text, a link to the text on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. So let's go through this from the start.
Já. Sigríður Björk Guðjónsdóttir ríkislögreglustjóri. Sigríður segir að glæpahópar séu fleiri en áður. Hvað eru margir glæpahópar? 10 til 20 glæpahópar eru á Íslandi. Glæpahóparnir eru í mörgum landshlutum. Glæpahóparnir vinna saman. Hverjir eru í glæpahópunum? Fólk frá mörgum löndum. Fólk frá Íslandi. Fólk í vélhjólagengjum. Sumir glæpamenn vinna með fólki í Svíþjóð. Hvað nýtt? Nú eru líka gengi á Íslandi. Gengi eru öðruvísi en glæpahópar. Í gengjum ekki skýrt hver gerir hvað. Fólk fer oft úr einu gengi í annað. Hvað hættulegt? Fólk í gengjum notar oft hnífa. Fólk hefur notað hnífa yfir 100 sinnum á þessu ári. Sigríður hefur mestar áhyggjur af ungu fólki. Ungt fólk undir 18 ára fremur fleiri alvarleg brot en áður.
And let's go back to the start of this story from the end of July. We'll go through this line by line.
Já. Sigríður Björk Guðjónsdóttir ríkislögreglustjóri. So Mrs. Sigríður Björk Guðjónsdóttir, she is the head of police in Iceland. We call it then the state police chef, ríkislögreglustjóri. Sigríður segir að glæpahópar séu fleiri en áður. Sigríður says that, and exactly because we both in this story, we talk about gangs, gengi, and then also glæpahópar, so group of criminals, if you like, of crime groups, to make a little difference there between. So we would maybe translate here as crime groups.
Yes.
There are more crime groups than before. Hvað margir glæpahópar? How many crime groups do we have? 10 til 20 glæpahópar á Íslandi. 10 to 20 crime groups are in Iceland, and of course some could say it's not a lot, but for a small society and with very rapid change, that is a lot for the just last years.
For sure.
Glæpahóparnir í mörgum landshlutum. The crime groups are in many parts of the country. Glæpahóparnir vinna saman. The crime groups work together. Hverjir í glæpahópunum? Who are in those crime groups? Fólk frá mörgum löndum. People from various or many countries. Fólk frá Íslandi. People from Iceland. Fólk í vélhjólagengjum. And people in, well, motorcycle gangs, we could say.
Yes.
Also. Sumir glæpamenn vinna með fólki í Svíþjóð. Some criminals work with people in Sweden. Hvað nýtt? What is new? Nú eru líka gengi á Íslandi. Now we also have gangs in Iceland. Gengi öðruvísi en glæpahópar. Gangs are different than crime groups. Í gengum ekki skýrt hver gerir hvað. In gangs, it's not obvious or clear who does what. Fólk fer oft úr einu gengi í annað. People often go from one gang to another. It's much more loose and disorganized, you could say. Hvað hættulegt? What is dangerous? Fólk í gengum notar oft hnífa. People in gangs often use knives. Fólk hefur notað hnífa í yfir 100 sinnum á þessu ári. People have used knives over 100 times this year. Sigríður hefur mestar áhyggjur af ungu fólki. Sigríður is most concerned or has most worries about young people. Ungt fólk undir 18 ára fremur fleiri alvarleg brot en áður. Young people under 18 years old, they commit more dangerous or severe crimes than before.
Troubling stuff.
Yes.
It really is. Thank you for that. Another episode of Oithskilith next week on Rúv English Radio as ever. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Rúv English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Rúv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Rúv.